I'm going to start with two questions tonight. The first, what is inside of you and how did it get there? And the second, what impact do you have on others and what is inside of them? The thing that got me thinking about this idea was really two statements by two different people. The first, squeeze an orange and orange juice comes out. What comes out of you when you are squeezed? When the pressure is on you, what comes out in your actions, in your attitudes, in your words? Do you think you're an orange, but it turns out you're actually sour grapes? The second, when someone dies or moves away, we not only lose them, but we lose that part of ourself that only they bring out. So this idea of what's inside of you, I wanted to explore that some more. We think of characters from the Bible. Do you have a Moses inside of you that's capable of leading a nation? Do you have a John the Baptist inside of you? Ready to be the odd person saying, giving warnings about what's to come? Do you have a Peter inside of you to be weak but also to be strong? Do you have a Paul inside of you to be really wrong and then to throw it all away for something better? And then the other side of the fruit, the you thought you were an orange and you were actually sour grapes. You thought you were a Moses, but it turns out you're a Pharaoh. You thought you were a Nathan, but it turns out you're a David. You thought you were a John the Baptist, but it turns out you're a Pharisee. You thought you were a Paul, but it turns out you're a Saul. You thought you were a Peter, but it turns out you're a Peter. When you leave, what will those around you lose? What impact do you have on others that affects what is inside of them? What is the seed that you plant in others? If we look in Matthew 12, 33 through 37, I'm going to read that. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. And then also, James 3:12. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields forth salt, water, and fresh. So when you move on, will those around you lose a motivator or a bystander? Will they lose a friend or a gossip? Will they lose an encourager or a bitter person? Will they lose a saint or a sinner?